This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:45, quarter till 8, Monday morning. That means time to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. One of the reasons we drafted Mark was because of his flexibility and the fact that he's always available. He's always on the field. You can't play with who you don't have, right? But he's extremely flexible as well, because today we're going to talk about some stuff, and we still will, about GDP and inflation numbers and so forth. But Mark is going to take on tariffs and China and what's going on there, because somebody texted in and said something to the effect of, would you find somebody that thinks tariffs can work, or everybody talks about tariffs not working. Can you find a financial guy that thinks they're going to work? So talk about tariffs in China and all that, Mark, if you will, please.
Tom, what I think is a big thing, I don't hold myself out as a tariff expert, but I think if Trump wants to be a transformational president, and I think a lot of us could call him that, and he wanted to tackle a lot of things in the economy, and he needs to do it in a way that it can come out of his office and not go through Congress. So he's one of the few, I think, economic levers that he wants to pull, and he's putting a lot of pressure against Powell to lower interest rates, for instance. If it was up to him, he would lower them, whether it was time to do it or not. But the government is separated sufficiently that he doesn't have everything at his disposal. Tariffs are one. But what I think is a bigger thing, you had an economist on a little earlier this morning talking about the value of the dollar and all these things. What about the deficit? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the other thing that Trump said. He wanted to balance the budget eventually, get the deficits under control, because if anything's out of control, it's that. We're the largest economy in the world, and we're running $36 trillion and adding another trillion every 90 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, to say it's unsustainable, I know it's an overly used word, but I think it's the best way to describe it. If we don't tackle that tiger, I think it's going to be like a Mad Max future when it gets, you know, 50, 60 trillion. And there's no way to I'm thinking it's, you know, it might take 100 years to bring it down. If the goal was to bring it to zero and really, you know, stood shoulder to shoulder as a country and said, OK, we've got to tackle this. We've got to start paying it down. You've got to cut expenses. Or the other way is to grow your way out of it. I don't think you can grow your way out of it just completely. I think you've got to do all of these things because the number's too big. Mm-hmm. So, you know, GDP came in. Let me do a couple of these. I'll get back to what we were saying. But the GDP came in for the first quarter, first negative number since 2022. And, Tommy, when you and I were undergrads, you got two negative GDP quarters and you called it a recession. That's it. Mm-hmm. Now, the definition has separated itself from the old ways that you and I learned what a recession was. But it's what drove it to negative territory was interesting. It was to talk about the tariffs, and all of us, meaning Americans, started buying stuff in record amounts from overseas. So the gross domestic product, GDP, is for goods and services that are produced within the country. What if you buy a BMW from out of the country? Well, that subtracts from GDP. So if you had enough subtractions, it's going to drive your own numbers down and eventually go below zero and hit a negative. So it was the car sales hit a four-year high. And we bought so damn much coming over, so that had to be explained. At first, when I heard the soundbite last week that GDP was negative, it's like, oh, they were expecting some reductions in economic activity for the first quarter. Last year was up 2.4%, a decent number. I'd rather it be higher, but that's what we got. Mm-hmm. And then when economists were talking about, well, the first quarter might be a challenge. Well, that was when new administration was talking about tariffs back then, and that was the result. So, you know, consumer spending was ahead of expectations, and it just goes back to what I was saying, that we bought a lot of stuff trying to get ahead of the price changes that were expected within the tariffs. So back to kind of discussing all these tariffs, what has Wall Street done? Well, when April 2nd kicked in and he was really, really leaning into them, the first quarter was a conversation about tariffs and just nibbling around. But at April 2nd, I think a lot of people have a tattoo of that date on there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Someplace on them saying, boy, when that really kicked in and the markets didn't like that. Well, just about 1 month. Okay, so bring it to today. The S&P has recovered all of the sell-off. So Wall Street has gotten a handle on this, and I think the smart money, I would call them that, is they're getting their hands around it and realizing it's an economic tool, and I don't think it's going to stay around for long at all. And I think when the complicated part, which would it's hard to discuss quickly, is when all these tariffs go in, they get complicated, you've got parts or things that you would buy from other countries that, you know, some parts of whatever, let's say a cell phone, you got some parts that are made in one country, you got some other parts that are possibly made in another country, you got the phone being assembled yet in a third country before it comes over here. So put all that together in the proper construct where the tariffs are, that's what gets busy and that's what gets difficult. But it's I think it's just been a tool. China's been accused, at least, of taking advantage of us in a number of ways, anything from, you know, copyright infringements and stealing secrets. And I don't know what extent that's true, but it seems like all the people that do a lot of trade with them accuse them of that. And they manipulate their currency to their advantage. So I know for a fact that China's in bad shape right now. They're in a recession, and they have been. And this is going to – they're sitting up straight when container ship after container ship has either been turned around or it's just sitting out there with goods coming in, but they can't sell them. So their whole economy is built to do that, is to make everything you can – everything under the sun and sell it as much as you can. Of course, they sell us the stuff. How many times have you looked at something and it says made in China? Mm-hmm. That's okay. But they, of course, get the money, and then they could reinvest that money in ways that would benefit their economy. But I think they're having a hard time, and most of the modern economies right now across the world are having a bad time. Germany, the fourth largest economy, is basically in recession. Japan has been in recession for 25 years because they have the highest, talk about debt-to-GDP ratio, it's probably 250%. So, you know, all these countries are having a lot of trouble, and we're still here with relatively low interest rates, and would complain about the financing rate. I was just speaking to somebody in Russia over email, and he works in a financial institution. He works at a credit union. So what's a loan? He said 33%. That's how they're dealing with all that's going on over there, plus the inflation that was going over there. So I said, well, how many loans are you making at 33%? Well, not very many. You know, so all of it, they're in way worse shape than we are. Mm-hmm. And it's just like we continue to be the largest economy, and there's a lot of reason for that. And that's where how I would be explaining to whatever it's worth. As far as what these tariffs are doing, they're waking up a lot of countries to the trade deals. And I don't think any of the typical career-minded politicians, none of them would tackle these targets. None of them. None of them are going to talk about the budget deficit. Newt Gingrich is the only one that keeps saying, oh, we balanced the budget for 4 years back in the Clinton administration, and we thought we had something going, and then it fell off that wagon, and we've just been increasing the number ever since. But it would get to a point, if we have some economists on to say, okay, how do you get this budget deficit down? They'll tell you it's only a couple of ways to do it. Either you print a bunch of money, we know what that's going to turn out like, and you just start paying it down. That's not going to work. You grow your way out of it. We can't grow that fast. The number, I think, is too big. Or you really have austerity measures, the likes of which there'd be riots in the street if you said, okay, we're going to cut down, you know, regardless. There's no safe haven. Social Security could be touched, Medicare, all the big ticket items, all the things that are the largest parts contributing to the deficit. If you're going to pull back on those, I don't think that would end well. So, okay, well, then what happens? Well, you kick the can down the road, and by the time you catch up to it, it's a bigger can.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Complicated stuff, but you did a good job of explaining it. I appreciate it. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He'll be back Friday when we help you manage your money. 7:54, 6 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now, and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. And we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.